Finally, Abu Jahil ended his tirade and went to join some of the other chiefs in the harem, while Muhammad went sadly and silently home. But that evening, his uncle Hamza, who had been out hunting, heard what had happened and became incandescent with fury. He set off immediately to find Abu Jahil and hit him hard with his bow. "Will you insult him when I follow his religion?" he yelled. "Hit me back if you can." Loath to take on Hamza, whose physical strength was legendary in Mecca, Abu Jahil hastily restrained his companions, admitting that he had grievously insulted Muhammad. Hamza became a devout Muslim, but this was not exactly the way that Muhammad would have wished his uncle to enter Islam. Toward the end of 616, there was another, even more surprising conversion. Omar ibn al-Khattab had decided that it was time to kill Muhammad and strode through the streets of Mecca, sword in hand, toward a house at the foot of Mount Safa, where he heard that the Prophet was spending the afternoon. He didn't know that his sister Fatima and her husband had secretly become Muslims. Thinking that Omar was safely out of the way, they had invited one of the few literate Muslims to come and recite the latest surah. But on his way to Mount Safa, Omar was intercepted by another Muslim, who, fearing for Muhammad's life, informed Omar that his own sister had converted to Islam. Omar rushed home and was horrified to hear the words of the Quran issuing from an upstairs window. "What is this balderdash?" he roared as he burst into the room. The reciter fled in terror, dropping the manuscript in his haste, while Omar threw his sister to the ground. But when he saw that she was bleeding, he felt ashamed, picked up the manuscript, and began to read the surah. Omar was one of the judges of the poetry competition in Ukaz, and realized at once that he was looking at something unique. This was quite different from a conventional Arabic ode. "How fine and noble is this speech," he exclaimed with wonder. And immediately the beauty of the Quran diffused his rage and touched a core of receptivity deeply buried within him. Yet again, he grabbed his sword and ran through the street to the house where Muhammad was. "What has brought you, son of Khattab?" asked the Prophet. "I have come to you to believe in God and his apostle and what he has brought from God," Omar replied. Muhammad gave thanks so loudly that everybody in the house, who had dived for cover as soon as they saw Omar, came out of hiding, scarcely able to believe what had happened.